Hey, welcome to the Michigan Celebrate Small Business, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman, and of course, on the other end of our line is Randy Rupp. He's CPA and Chief Executive Officer of Raymond, which is based out of Troy, Michigan. And Randy, it's great to have you here. And let me start by saying, hey, thanks so much for the involvement that Raymond has taken in the Michigan Celebrates over the years, and what a difference you guys have made. We really appreciate your help.
Well, hey, you're very welcome, and thank you for allowing us the opportunity. It's been great for everyone involved.
So one of the things you do, I mean, you really kind of nest in this small business and entrepreneur community. Let's talk a little bit about what Raymond's view on Michigan small businesses and entrepreneurs is.
Yeah, you know, it's really our sweet spot, and small business is the backbone of our country. There's a stat, something like more than 70% of new jobs come from small business, and if you think about it, you know, the Bill Gates and the Jeff Bezos and all those folks have started in their garage, in their basement, sitting around with a couple friends, coming up with an idea, and that's the origin of great success, and it's just crucial. It's crucial to our country and our state, and that's our sweet spot. We want to help those folks, help them grow and prosper.
Well, there's a million things you can help with, and it seems like you've pretty much got your finger on the pulse of these businesses and what they're experiencing day to day.
You know, most of them are entrepreneurs, and they don't want to get involved in the accounting and the IT and the HR, and a lot of them quickly find that they get distracted from their product, their idea, their invention, or, you know, their service, whatever it may be, and they need help. That's not their expertise, and frankly, they're better served focusing on their strengths and developing their business. So that's where we come in to provide that support. And, you know, is it accounting, IT, cyber help, HR, you know, back office for most of that stuff? And it's kind of an a la carte thing. It might be one part or it might be all of it.
Well, you know, as an entrepreneur myself, I suffer from the ills you speak of, and that is that I'm a great idea guy, and then, like, help me put this together, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So
our goal is to be a trusted business advisor as part of that process, not just a vendor, because, you know, we've been through it. Our folks have been through it so many times, and we have 14 offices throughout Michigan, and we've got the experience to help folks like you certainly navigate their way through it.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what you do, I guess, to help small businesses, right from your robust outsourcing solutions.
Yeah, so again, back office, a la carte, part, all, financing, helping them find the financing, the proper place, debt, equity, relationships out there, networking in terms of folks that may be in a similar business that or area of expertise that would allow them to help. It's the full scope, designing the right retirement plan for where they're at today and where they're headed. And our attitude is it's cradle to grave. It's a holistic kind of approach. Now, here's where we are today. Here are the things that we think you need to think about. And here's what's on the horizon for you to don't be surprised. Here's what's coming next. And then maybe at the end, you know, I said the grave, the exit, really the exit is, what are you going to do with this thing someday?
Yeah.
Is it passed on to the next generation? Is it we plan to go public, merge up with someone? Those are the kind of the thoughts that we like to bring to the table and get that small business person thinking about.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You make a really good point because, you know, it's often said that your first day in business should be your first thought about your exit plan. And a lot of people really don't think about that, but you build businesses so they meet your exit plan. And I know a lot of people that wind up wanting to sell basically hobbies that can't be sold because they can't exist without them.
You'd be surprised. You know, it runs the gamut of, this is my baby. This is my invention. I'm never going to sell this kind of thing versus the serial entrepreneur who, oh, by the way, I've got three other businesses that I want to get going that are really exciting. X, Y, and Z are coming along next. So having that strategy in regards to that end game can be important, certainly for them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, in recent years, your firm has really been a big supporter of the Michigan Celebrate Small Business. Anything new happening with your sponsorship this year?
Yeah, taking it up to another level again, because it's been great for us. We certainly have clients that have been nominated and received awards, which is wonderful, as well as potential clients and networking and all the great things. But it's not just about us. It's about the community. It's about the state. And like I said earlier, and that's why we do it. But this year, what really excites me, being a Michigan State alum, is it's being moved to the Breslin Center. So, of course, I'm going to like that. But we sponsor the Afterglow reception. And what we found, and I just remember last year's event so specifically, I thought, well, it's after the event. People want to drive home, and maybe people might not be interested in an after-dinner drink, a dessert, networking kind of thing. I kind of wondered what the attendance, and I stood there and watched everyone, not everyone, but most everyone, leave the ballroom and go directly into the afterglow reception. And it's just been so well attended and received that we're excited to take it up another notch this year.
Well, it's perfect, and it's an evening for celebration, and where better to go than the afterglow. And of course, our guest Randy Rupp, the CPA and Chief Executive Officer of Raymond. Randy, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Chris. I look forward to seeing you there.
We look forward to that as well. You've been listening to the Michigan Celebrate Small Business on the Michigan Business Network.